P. Diddy update. That's how we're starting this week off, ladies and gentlemen. You want to hear it?
Please. I can't wait.
So you know how during the Patreon episode, we thought that Diddy was gallivanting and diddling around islands outside of the United States of America?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he has not left. He's been just hopping around Miami-Dade County like nothing's even happened, hanging out with his kids. And then today he posted something on Instagram. He posted the music video for the song Victory. He hasn't posted anything on social for a while. So people are like, ooh, it's so cryptic. He's posting the song that's called Victory. It's like, I don't think he's winning any goddamn thing anytime soon.
I've just been praying for him.
Tired of these witch hunts, man.
Man, nothing but a witch hunt is what he called it. It's a witch hunt on Diddy. My goodness.
Witch hunt was it?
I hope he has a diss track for nobody in particular.
For the FBI.
Yeah, and the CIA.
By that, you mean the full-blooded Italians.
Yes, for Tony Mamaluke is going to really get what's coming to him. That's a deep cut, everybody.
Hello, everybody out there, cafeteriaites. Yeah, here we are.
Yep, that's what we're doing.
Well, this came out days after, but at the time of this recording, today, guys, was the eclipse. Did you get any of it out there in California?
I only became partial werewolf.
Okay.
I missed it. I was in this very booth getting some work done. I knew it was, peak. It was peaking or something, or getting full climax.
Yeah. Prairie dogging, I believe, is the term.
That's what it was.
The only reason I knew it happened is because when it happened, I also had full climax.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. It was docking, I think, at 11, 12 a.m., and I completely missed it. So, although the local schools gave us an email over the weekend, said, hey, we're going to allow the kids to look at the eclipse. We got protective eyewear, but please tell your kids, don't look at the fucking sun or something.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah. Producer Ann made us a pinhole camera so we could see it. That was nice. Her being a teacher really came through pretty strong there.
What did she do in school today?
Well, she's still off. She's at the still doing her maternity leave right now.
Oh, being lazy.
Yeah, just like they are. Can you believe that these gashes?
They want to spend time with their newly born children.
Yeah, once they have, because they don't go right back to work. And by work, I mean having my dinner on the table.
In the field. Yeah. Just plop it and then move on. How much did you get to see, Ryan? Because here in Indianapolis was like 100% totality.
Yeah, so my mom sent a couple pictures, and it looked like for a little bit, it was basically looked like dusk. It was legit. Here, if you didn't know specifically it was happening, you would not have known by just like looking at
the
sky, like outside. It didn't have any kind of change like that.
Not as majestic, it sounds like.
We looked, I say this lovingly, and sort of a nerd for this kind of stuff. So she was very excited for the pinhole camera and stuff. So we got a decent look, but like it was not nearly as cool as the pictures that my mom sent for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So this, I was looking on Twitter or X, and I don't know what was real and what wasn't. So I don't know what the hell it looked like.
It was a hoax. I could tell you that much.
It was a hoax.
Yeah. No, it was. I was outside watching it with the glasses.
Were you really?
And, yeah.
No shit.
I was up that early at 3:04, I think. And then I had to run inside.
Well, for you, you're up that late. Let's be honest.
That was late. Wait a minute.
For you, it was 3:04 a.m.?
P.M.
P.M.
Do you not know how time works, Johnny?
Not exactly, no.
None of us do, and that's the mystery.
It's 3:04 in the a.m., which means you're watching Perspectives.
My name's, was it Lionel Osborne? Or
I
Lionel?
Forget. I don't know.
That's a funny reference, guys, that I don't get.
Oh, I thought you sold it like you did.
No.
It's okay.
It's one of Tim Meadows' characters from SNL.
Oh, okay.
Where I guess like most of the bit is like he just constantly checks in like every minute.
Yeah.
Mm. By, My name's Lionel Osborne, and this is Perspectives. It's 3:05 in the AM.
He never actually pays attention to any of his guests' answers. He just goes, far out. All right.
Okay. And it was I've done those interviews for shows.
Of course. And it was never one of those sketches that was particularly funny at all, like hilarious.
Yeah.
But it was always the final sketch of the night at like 12:53 a.m., which made, very nostalgic. I love those.
Can I finish?
Go for it.
No.
Okay.
I hate it.
You're talking about the last sketch on SNL, which is historically the good one. It blacked out here, and I had to run in and turn the porch light off because it came on. It got so dark that my sensor thought it was nighttime over here. And
ain't that the bee's tits?
It was. It was that. I'm not a science nerd like Anne. I was like, wow, this is really cool for 4 minutes, just looking up, and you could see the corona of the sun around the, and I was drinking a Corona, but you could see the corona of the sun on the outside of the moon. It was really cool.
You could see the rim of the moon.
And then immediately, once it started to move out, the fireworks just started going off in typical, I assume as everywhere, but Indiana fashion. Yeah.
People trying to shoot the eclipse down.
Yeah. It was really cool. And it'll never happen again, I'm sure. Not once.
People in Indiana are like, wait, is that a Chinese weather balloon in front of that goddamn sun? Shoot it down.
Yeah. Boom.
How convenient that this happens during an election year.
Yeah. Now I got the COVID.
Yeah, all morning, it was actually kind of funny. Since I have a lot of money, I have the Ring camera, and we have like the app for that. Mm-hmm. Where local neighbors who also have Ring can like, hey, is this someone's lost dog?
Here's the group. It's the neighborhood app, but for Ring.
Yes, and there was a planned power outage because they were doing some like work somewhere in the town, and so many comments were like, oh, anyone else's power out? It's because the eclipse. It's because of the eclipse.
Wow.
And there was one brave dude, and I don't know who these people are, because it's just like, it just says neighbor number 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
On every single comment that someone said it was the eclipse, he just went, no. Just replied with, no.
My man.
Yeah, not explaining why that's bullshit, but just no.
Yeah, you were given a phone call, a letter, and sent a text update that the thing's going to be out, but it's because of the eclipse.
Yeah, that's what they want. It's a black swan.
Yeah, well, it was a training exercise, just like 9/11, and you see how that turned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yep.
I get some kind of messages from, I guess we're in some kind of neighborhood email group on Nextdoor. It's a, have you
yeah,
heard
I'm on that
shit?
One.
There you go.
I'm on Backdoor. Is it like that?
Well, I mean, your updates are a lot more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot more gaping.
I'm turned on because of the eclipse.
It's because of the eclipse.
Yeah.
It's because of the clips on my nipples.
Don't worry, y'all. The eclipse is just my dick covering up the sun.
The eclipse.
No, Ryan. So with you having the Ring app, being very wealthy as you are, is that the doorbell that goes dung dung dung?
Correct.
Dung dung dung.
Yes. I've turned mine into a voice clip of 1991 wrestler Tugboat. Where he just goes,
you do live, you neglected to tell us you do live in a lighthouse.
Yeah,
that is true. Yes.
You switch your doorbell to that, that Nordic music on TikTok that goes, yo, where it shows just big ships getting rocked by the ocean.
I assume that's how Vikings fart. Is.
Yeah. Oh, it was yo. Him.
What are we doing, guys?
I got a couple things, if I may. If that's
proceed.
What
it's 9:30. That's great. It's 9:37.
Well, for you, we're on the good coast. We're on the best coast.
That's right. Coast. You were dealing with your eclipse at 3:04 in the a.m.
Like an asshole. This is a small anecdote. I saw just a family today, and the husband had clearly just had enough of the fam of like just what's happening. Mostly his wife, I would assume.
I can respect that.
Get the stroller. Get the stroller.
So I had to make a return to Amazon. I had to go to the UPS store to do that.
Yes.
And there's this family behind us. It's husband, wife, daughter, and son. And the wife and the mother, you could just tell that she's one of those people who doesn't necessarily have a job, but she always has her business, quote-unquote, that she's working on.
I have a Cricut, and I put things on little bottles, and I sell them on Etsy.
Yeah, like that type of thing. And I'm all for the hustle, and if you enjoy doing stuff, but they always frame it in a way where it's not like, hey, I'm making these little things to try to make extra money.
She's a boss babe.
Yeah, they always call, I'm starting my business. You other boss babes, I need you to come on board, man. This business is like a freight train, man.
I'm a mama bear first, and I'm a boss babe second.
Yeah. Which is similar to a boss baby, I believe, correct?
Yeah. That's how you get boss babies, is when you're a boss babe.
Oh.
You then have boss babies.
I believe that's Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
I didn't see the movie, but I think.
Oh, no. Well, it's Alec Baldwin, I think, is the boss baby.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey was turned on by the boss baby. That's different.
Oh, got it.
And just by looking at the family, so the her, you can tell her new thing is she is putting shit on clothing items, just like trying to make like funny little sayings or whatever. And what they're doing right now, what she's really into is ball caps, because the daughter was wearing one. It was camouflage and then had pink lettering that said beautiful disaster.
Hey.
The mother herself was wearing one that said Princess AF.
No.
Oh yeah.
God.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Clearly the queen, but
yeah.
Like
the sad part is that would probably sell because people are fucking stupid.
That, yeah. At a truck stop, tell me that wouldn't sell.
Oh yeah.
Bedazzled.
Actually, if you put it in like fat adult sizes, it would, that would work.
Yep. The son was wearing one, and it was kind of like a NASCAR parody hat that said, "Let's go, Brandon."
Ah, yeah. That means let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. Brandon.
Which is, it's not code.
I don't know any Brandons, any famous Brandons.
Brandon Lee. Well, R.I.P.
Yeah, I mean, long
from the crow.
The crow.
Oh!
And then the husband not wearing a hat at all. Because, and the reason I could tell he was done with the shit, this is not her first MLM thing that she's gotten very excited about.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? I'll bring the makeup to work. Mm. I will bring the candles to work. Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing the Princess AF hat to work.
Yeah. We still got 73 bottles of Monavi in the basement, babe.
It does work. It works. That's how you know business. It works, because you got to call it. It works.
It works.
So, how many shirts did you buy, Ryan?
So many, man. My baby now has to start selling them. Otherwise, we're going to lose the house.
Your boss boy?
My boss boy!
He's wearing a Princess AF one because you're trying to turn him early.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, man. See, here's the thing I do. I'm indifferent when he picks boy stereotype type toys and stuff, mm-hmm. but I strongly praise him anytime he picks a girl's toy.
Good boy!
Yeah. Oh, boss boy.
So what, how did this, the husband had a lot of eye rolling, a lot of sighing. What was going on?
A lot of regret, I believe.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of regret. He, he kept, and he was doing it in sort of like a joking manner, but he kept trying to come up with ways why he should get to go outside and not stand in the line with the family.
Just not be present at all mentally and now physically.
Yeah. It was pretty, there was a lot of people in this line. So like, it was a little annoying on that. It was a little, we were little elbows to assholes, if you know what I'm saying. It was a little packed in there.
Your elbow wasn't an asshole.
Yeah, but and she was like, "Please stop doing that, sir. There's plenty of room."
Little asshole to belly button.
Yeah, I was trying to make an elbow into asshole human centipede. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You and are.
I was like, no. This guy has to put his elbow in my asshole. That's how this works.
You're asshole AF right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're being a real asshole AF.
And what location was this?
It was at Ups, the Ups store.
I don't know what that is. It's
UPS.
Called
UPS.
Oh, UPS. So at one point, did he say to his betrothed, "Hey, babe, on the way home, we need to stop by and get something sharp."
Yeah. He's like, "Can we go to the machete outlet?"
babe, can we go to the Suicide Depot on the way home?
Yeah.
I hope this package has something lithium ion or potentially hazardous so I could jam it in my goddamn neck.
Yeah. So that was his day.
Was she annoying?
Yeah. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying what was happening.
I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand.
I understand. Yeah. Can I have something very similar. I did a show in Marion, Indiana, Ryan.
Quit bragging.
I told him it's been a while since I had bed bugs, so I'd come do the show.
Wow, is Marion as lovely as you're making it sound?
Yeah.
Quite.
It's like producer wife is from the area, so there was probably 25 people from her family and friends.
Rent runs? Were they the rent run side?
Okay, it was cheaper to buy it than go and rent.
These were the good ones. Again, there's like 50 cousins and stuff.
They can still be rent runs. Like I still want to make that very clear to anyone listening. Like, yeah, you can be a good rent run, mm-hmm. but you're still very much a rent run.
If they met you, California Elite, you'd probably say that they're rent runs.
Yep.
It's because you're prejudiced.
Fair enough.
After the show, I'm selling merch, of course, and this guy comes up to me, and I sell a shirt that it has nothing to do with anything. It's just a joke that I made up, and I put it on a shirt, and it's done well for years.
What's it say?
It says, "Q is just O with his wiener out."
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, so it's that. And then this guy comes up, and he's like, "Let me get one of those." And I guess he's a trucker and he buys shirts like that because the shirt that he was wearing just simply said, "Fuck you." And I said, "I like your shirt." And he says, "Thank you." I said,
"Fuck you."
"Where do you get a shirt like that?" And he's like, "Oh, I got a lady that makes them for me." She's got
custom.
A cricket.
They're custom.
She's got a cricket or, you know. So what I'm saying is maybe he got the fuck you shirt from the lady from UPS.
Oh, it's possible.
Now, was it in all caps? Like, how was it? What was the font?
All caps, exclamation point, not double. So it wasn't fuck you and then space down. Fuck. And then you. It was all spread out. Just one phrase across the shirt.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Covers the nips. Strong yeah.
Message. Nip to nip. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Some of the people that came to the show, there were people that didn't come to the show because I said, and I told everybody, this is not a clean show.
Mm.
I said, I'm fairly clean, but I will not, require anybody else on the show to be clean. That's just not how I roll.
That's right.
And the host goes up and he's like, "I just want everybody to know that we say it all. If you're offended, you can go. We say fuck, pussy, cunt, shit." And I was like, "Oh God." Cause I know some of the people that's not even in their daily vocabulary.
Did you choose the host? Like, what do you just get up and do stand up? What the fuck?
I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So, but it was a palate cleanser. Right off the bat of here's how it's gonna go.
We say twat.
Yeah.
We say cum shot.
But I just knew some people that were there. I just started laughing uncontrollably. I was like, this is the first thing we hear. So,
how many people were at the show? Was it a comedy club or like a room or something?
It was like an AmVets post. Okay. That's 150 people.
Is it a show that you booked yourself, or you were asked to do it?
Asked to do it. It was in an old bowling alley, so the floors were still there.
Slippery and shit.
I wear the wrong shoes. I didn't get the spray stuff, you know. I was over the line, Johnny.
Over the line!
We're not fucking saps. Might be morning, but we're not saps.
It's a league game, Smokey.
It was a pretty good show.
Awesome.
And they had black lights throughout the whole venue because, you know, we were doing cosmic comedy.
Did you take any photos to see if there was any cum on your shirt?
I just assumed most of it was dandruff.
Okay.
Little cub, mostly dandruff.
Yeah, you couldn't tell where the C started and the D stopped.
I wonder if the guy that bought that T-shirt from you, guaranteed, he also has one of those shirts that says "My tummy stick out further than my dicky do."
I got a dicky do. It's a definition. It says dicky do, and then it gives the definition.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she's able to keep her business thriving.
Yep.
Fuck you. You should have asked. You should have got her Etsy link.
Yeah. Where can I buy these fantastic hats? I don't want to interrupt. Because I imagine if I would have done that, it then leads to a conversation later where she's like, "See, I told you it wasn't a waste of time. Look."
And that guy's just fuming in his head. God damn it.
He's like, "I will fucking kill you, dude."
That reminds me, there's a continue, but there's a like MLM style clothing thing. Let me find it. Hang on, go.
LuLaRoe.
You got it, LuLaRoe. I know someone's my buddy's wife who did that, and I'm fairly certain it was a miserable, sad failure.
Yeah, there was a whole documentary about how it was shitty.
On Netflix about how, yeah.
On Netflix?
I think it was Netflix, yeah.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
About how it was just a huge scam. Like they all are. Sorry to burst your bubbles, boss babes.
Oh, yeah. Lula Rich from 2021. It looks like it's Amazon or something.
Either way, it was about, you know, hey, if you get three of your friends and they get three of their friends, it's a scam.
Wow. Fuck yes. I gotta watch that. That's entertainment.
Multi-level marketing. Because you can't call it PYR. You know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, because you ain't good. You ain't good at spelling.
We should have had, Ryan, we should have had that lady. Should have got her info, and she could have made us cafeteria hats.
That would be amazing.
Like, we could have had all our phrases on it. It could have said, ma'am, can we just get one that says, all caps, "I cream biter"?
I want mine to say one to eat and one to fuck.
No, you have two hats.
Cream biter. If anything's a sex doll, if you fuck it.
See?
There you go.
I bought the motherfucker. He's cheaper.
If we only had a tiny bit of following, we've had so many t-shirts pumping out right now.
Yeah, I get one that says, "It's come, Johnny."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We could get Robin to buy one of these Cricut things and make us stuff. I know she would.
Yeah, Robin.
And it, Robin, and then if you...
You coward. Why don't you do it?
You get three of your friends then to make us stuff.
To make us
and then
stuff.
They could get three of their friends.
Yeah, it's MLM, but it's literally just so we get free stuff. Like, that's the entirety of the thing. the other thing I wanted to talk about, it's a little bit of a pivot here.
Oh.
But this was... She's not a patron, but it was a request of my lovely wife, who listens to the show every week.
To be fair, I'm glad Anne is not a patron because she's too good to listen to that.
100%.
Yes.
She's like, "Do you want me to pay for it?" I'm like, "You don't understand how this works."
No, I would pay her to not listen to us.
I was like, that does not help. I'm spending my money.
Once Patreon takes their cut, you're losing, but like, not
a
ton.
She is a mother. She's a mother.
She's a boss babe.
Be listening.
She's a boss babe. So, are you guys familiar with the game Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Yeah, would I rather, like, kill
I'll
Ryan
blow him.
Or fuck Brent?
yeah, just I always blow.
Right.
So, Anne, this weekend, because she was very nice and allowed me to have a a nerd out WrestleMania weekend.
A boss boy weekend?
I was like, yes, boy!
Oh, pool boy!
So on Saturday, she took Sweet Babby Owen over to her mom's house, and they were also watching my niece and nephew.
I know.
Who are over there, who are 8 and 3 or 8 and 4. They're in that age range there. And she was trying to play an obviously well more PG version of Would You Rather. I believe my nephew actually is the one who first brought it up.
Oh no.
And it was one of the funniest things, because like kids don't understand the nuance of a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
That like for that to be like a strong Would You Rather, is it has to be a tough choice. It has to be like both of these things are unpleasant, or both of these things are great, but which one would you choose if you were given the choice? They were just picking like one thing that's amazing and one thing that's clearly awful. And then being like, like, which one would you do?
Would you rather get hit by a truck or win $1 million?
Yeah, it was like stuff like that. So the examples that that producer Ann gave me originally started, and this one I have more just questions. I need to figure out where his brain was at. So my nephews asked, would you rather eat dirt or poop? And the answer is clearly dirt.
Well, I mean,
what kind of poop?
Yeah. God damn it.
Police horse?
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to say, 50 patrons. You know what my answer is.
Yeah. Like are you under, verbal contract to eat this horse shit?
Committed to no one in particular.
Yeah. Then you obviously choose them.
You're a man of your turd, Johnny.
That's right. Yeah,
but
any turd.
Yeah. You fart like a turd. That's who you are as a person.
Any turd in the storm.
Yeah. Tell you what. So Ann clearly picked dirt, and my nephew was very like, what? You would eat dirt? And the only thing I can think of is because, you know, he's but a small boy. He hasn't had a lot of life experience yet. Is that he has probably accidentally eaten dirt at some point in his life at this point.
Have you ever played in a sandbox? Yes.
Yeah. He's never eaten shit. So it's because because that's a mysterious thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I know dirt's disgusting, so I'll take what's behind door number two,
which is the
number two. Yes. And then he didn't quite fully get that because that's like a pretty clear choice. And then my 4-year-old niece, she got it even less,
because mm-hmm.
Then she was like, would you rather have ice cream or eat poop?
Wow.
And she was like, yeah, got her.
What kind of ice cream?
Yeah. See, that's where she did a little bit of clever problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Because later on, I don't know why it came up, but they asked producer Ann, like, what's her least favorite fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Which for Ann, she said banana. She hates bananas.
What?
Yeah, which is why I'm going to divorce her now.
Mm-hmm.
She knew going in, one banana a day or you're out of here. I told her that.
She was aware.
But when she said banana, my niece then was like, okay, well, would you still rather eat ice cream if it was banana ice cream? And I was like, that's okay. That's pretty clever problem solving for a 4-year-old.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, I'll tell you what right now. If it's that non-dairy vegan ice cream, I'd rather eat a big old piece of flop.
Yeah, piece of flop. So now we've been the last couple days is just everything is. Would you rather do that or eat poop? that is always the option.
Well, I took to Google to see if there's even a thing, and it is wouldyourather.io.
Oh,
guys, you're accused. Would you rather? You're accused of being a criminal, but your family loved one is the criminal, or what? Your family loved one is accused of being a criminal, but you are the criminal.
Oh.
With poop.
Or would you eat poop?
Third option.
Yeah, can I take number three, please?
Doing a run-in.
Yeah. Runs doing, in. Doing a run in with a run down my leg.
Oh, I get it. This website's very similar to our Brent Terhune's feetstillattached.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So would you rather be the criminal, or would you rather your loved one be a criminal and then the other takes the rap for it?
Which loved one?
Because yeah, that's right. The thing is, who's taking the rap?
And what kind of criminal? Am I stealing from the elite? If so, I'll be the criminal.
Well, you have a very particular nickname, Johnny, that we don't have to share on this show again. But
that's a Patreon only.
Yeah, you better not.
Yeah. I think I'd rather be the criminal, and I'll throw my family under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I got one here for you. And I swear this is what it says. Would you rather have incredibly strong legs and weak arms, or have incredibly
Yes. Yes.
All right, Brent, what's your answer?
Strong legs or weak arms?
Well,
which one?
Strong legs and weak arms, or strong arms and weak legs?
Oh, I guess legs, so at least I could walk.
Magic legs.
Ryan, how bad is it?
It's not fun. But okay. Here's the thing. All you have to do is trick some dame into marrying you, and you'll get your shoes tied and shit. Like, everything's fine after that.
Well, I was going to say, both of you guys are sporting fucking trunks downstairs.
I'll tell you.
And then my legs are big too, baby. <All right. laughs>
That's why they call me the elephant man.
But then you find out it's just because you're really ugly.
Yeah, it's because I'm disfigured all over my body.
I like the thought of you and producer Ann going to Payless shoes, because in your neck of the woods, it's still open. And she's always like, what about these? And they're always like the Velcros.
Yeah.
No, I don't like those.
God damn it.
Yeah, I can't talk about it yet, but I am getting some fresh new kicks pretty soon.
Are you getting a shoe deal?
That I'm excited about. Just saying, it's gonna be.
Why
cool.
Can't you talk about it?
Yeah, why?
Because,
can't...
man.
What?
Because I don't want to jump the gun. I'm getting some free shoes though.
Wait, does that mean you won them on like one of those Jordan gimmicks, or are you actually someone's giving you shoes?
I'm on AGT again this year.
What?
And I won the shoe prize.
What?
That's what I'm saying. I can't.
Wait a minute.
No spoilers, but my performance was so good they gave me a nice pair of Spaldings.
What? What, tennis balls?
No, the shoe, Spalding brand tennis shoe.
Okay, I believe it.
Would you rather?
I don't believe it.
Live happily in a kingdom in the sky?
No.
Or live happily in a kingdom in the ocean?
Oh, ocean all day.
You pick ocean. See, I'm scared of both heights and water.
Mm.
I like it. I think I'd probably pick sky though.
How high is the sky,
dude? It's up there, man.
Maybe the ocean, because we can kind of explore the sky and I can see it. But I mean, the ocean's the ocean. You can only go down so far before you're submergible.
Plus, Brent, you could do your favorite thing and poop like a bird.
Yeah, I fart like a turd out there.
Oh, poop like a bird. Just one hole for everything.
Fart like a turd, poop like a bird.
Oh, Brent Cloaca Terhune at it again.
Can we talk about how we should all just wear Velcro shoes? Why are we stressing ourselves out with tying this shit? NASA used Velcro. That's good enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some zipper shoes.
Toucan Terhune has spoken.
Yeah.
Why is it such a stigma to wear Velcro shoes?
I'm
bringing it back. I want, who makes Velcro shoes? What is the brand? I want Pony to give me some shoes.
You got a good point, though, because now people are wearing slip-ins. Those are even lazier than Velcro.
Yeah, but somehow if you have the straps, which I stay strapped, and by that I mean I wear Velcro shoes.
You wear Velcro shoes, you got rubbers in your pocket, and a Glock on your waist.
That's true. Yeah, like you could wear Crocs. You would catch some shit for Crocs, but I also get, I've never worn them, that they're very comfortable,
I've heard.
I guess.
Yeah.
But why can't you wear Velcro shoes?
I don't know.
I had a theory about this, and I'm not saying it's fair, because I grew up with some Velcro shoes for many of
I
my
did when I was
years.
When you're a kid, yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but Velcro is just the material of the poor.
Huh.
So like Velcro shoes, like a Velcro wallet, That means you probably don't have a lot of money, you know? Like, yeah. Like you can't get robbed if you have a Velcro wallet. Mitch, someone's like, give me your money, and you're like, just a second. They're like, you know what? You need this more than I do. You just go ahead.
Hedberg does have that joke about he went to a casino with a Velcro wallet. He was like, it was like a sound of my fucking addiction.
Yeah. I got one for you. Have all knowledge, but be unable to explain things, or have very limited knowledge, but be good at explaining things.
I don't know how you can explain things, but not...
Basically, like, be a good bullshitter.
I mean, the second one, yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it's like, would you rather be smart or a good communicator?
I mean, I think option two is this podcast in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would rather be just be able to bullshit my way through. You don't got to understand shit to sell something.
No.
We don't know how any of this works that we're using currently.
That's right. Princess AF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how she got that magic on that hat, but God damn it, I bought one.
This enchantress. I'll take the magic or the knowledge. I'll take magic over that, but the knowledge, but can't explain anything.
I'd rather have ice cream. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to have ice cream.
I'll take poop.
I don't owe anybody anything. I'm not going to explain this shit to you, idiot.
Yeah, you figure it out, dumb bitch.
Yeah, read a book. I love it. Get a job. Read a book. Yeah. Those two things you could just say at somebody and you look better than them.
Yeah.
What else we got this week before we close out this mug?
Would you rather have no fingernails or no eyelashes?
Oh, easy. No eyelashes. No fingernails would hurt like hell, man.
Yeah.
I barely have eyelashes now. Fuck it.
Well, when I do videos, people always accuse me. They say, where are your eyebrows at? Now, it's not lashes, but I do have blonde eyebrows.
Yeah, you're just a ginger boy, man. You just
and if I wear a hat and sunglasses, it looks like I have no eyebrows.
Yeah, you look like the 1-2-3 kid in his photo shoot from his Hasbro toy. Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
So let me find the image real fast as well as I tell the story. Mm. But... back in like 1990, that would have been like 93, 94, when Sean Waltman, aka the 1-2-3 kid at the time, he had to go in for his like the photo for the back of that would be on the action figure that was coming out of him.
Yeah.
But the night before, he was probably drunk, and the old let me find here, tab. Notorious prankster Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig.
Oh yeah!
While he was passed out, shaved his eyebrows off, so he had to go get the photo shoot done with no eyebrows.
It does look, whenever you see somebody that has no eyebrows, whether by means of a prank or just because they don't, it always takes me a second to figure out what's different about them.
Yeah, what's wrong here?
Yeah, you know, like.
Like you would have those two. It'd be like one of those books or whatever where they put like the two images that are similar right next to each other.
Yeah,
and spot the differences.
Yeah,
that's what you're kind of trying to do.
It's that the human face where you're like, what's going on?
I often get made fun of by producer Amal's following because it's difficult to see my eyebrows and eyelashes.
You should get them tinted. We'll pay for it. We'll use the Patreon money.
Yeah,
we'll
get 50 them. Patrons will get that boy some tinted eyebrows.
Okay. We'll add that to when we get 50.
Guys, would you rather only eat pizza for a year or eat only sushi for a year?
Oh,
For me, pizza.
Man.
I just prefer pizza as a food.
With sushi, wouldn't you get mercury poisoning? Isn't that how What's-His-Face from Entourage had to cancel shows?
Damn.
Jeremy
Piven.
Didn't he have to cancel shows because he ate too much sushi and got mercury poisoning? What is that? What is that, Johnny? Mercury poisoning.
I mean, I guess you can get it from sushi. You got to eat a lot of fucking sushi, I guess.
Well, when you're rich like him.
That's true. There is mercury in some fish. So I guess it all depends on what fish you're hogging down, you know?
Yeah. I think that's got to be like the implication that like, health-wise, you're not in trouble, you know, like, because by the same token, your heart would probably explode if you ate nothing but pizza for a year, you know, like, there's I think it's more asking like, what food would you rather have be the only food you ate? Yeah. And I would choose pizza.
I mean, out of pure joy, pizza, of course, yes.
Can you, I'll take pizza, but can you crush up an old-timey thermometer on every pie, please?
I want a sushi pizza, please.
I want mercury poisoning via pizza.
Yeah, this is also why my nephew is particularly bad at this game. Because you would ask him something. Oh, well, there goes Brent.
Wow, Brent just said, fuck that. Hey,
hey Brent, I don't want to hear the rest of the story.
Hey, Brent, tell us why you left.
I crave.
Okay. Wow. Oh, he's a busy man.
Sorry. I was too busy cream pieing everybody over here.
Yeah. But my nephew is bad at the game as well, because you'll give him a choice like that. You'll say, like, would you rather have pizza for a year or sushi for a year? And he'll be like, chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And it's like, not the game. That's not what, you gotta pick one of those. It's what you just, or he's just like, neither. I think I would just keep eating a lot of different foods. And you're like, God damn it.
That's not what we're doing here.
That's not the game.
Ryan, he's like, just when you think you have all the answers, I changed the question.
I changed the question. And I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, man. Not changing my routine at all.
Ryan, tell the motherfuckers about you. Let's go.
I would have pizza.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win.
I'm here to cream pie.
I'm here to be a boss babe and win.
Boss babe. I'm here to sell beautiful disaster hats.
I came here to chew gum and cream pie, and I didn't bring any gum.
And I don't have teeth.
And I've been saving up my cream.
Cripplethreat.com, Cripplethreat 8, all the stuff. If you're listening to this weekend, I'm in Dayton at the Dayton Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow. Next week, I'm doing a fun show with Doug Benson and Bobcat Goldthwait, the 20th at Bear River Casino Resort at Loleta, California. May 4th, the Wagon Wheel Center for the Arts in Warsaw, Indiana. May 30th through June 1st, Looney Bin in Tulsa. June 6th through the 8th, the Looney Bin in Little Rock. June 22nd, Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. July 19th through the 20th, I'm at Quisada's Comedy Club in Santa Ana, Pueblo, New Mexico. I've just added dates as well. I'm going to be in Naples, Florida. I'm going to be in Orlando working on some cool stuff. Cripplethreat.com for all your handicap needs.
Hell yeah.
Can I get a can I get a riser for my toilet? Because I'm tired of squatting down so much.
Absolutely. I will give you a boss babe bidet.
BrentComedy.com this week on their Coming to Get You Horror Movie podcast. We're continuing our remake season. So we probably just did Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Also coming up, we have The Amityville Horror, and we're closing out the season with Friday the 13th, 2009, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I believe it's 2003. May 3 and 4, I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, and the 16th through the 18th, I'll be at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. More stuff to be announced.
Shooting thick ropes.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Every single show. Let's see. Watch the old special. It's been accepted into 9 comedy festivals. Not 9 different film festivals, I should say, which is nice. So yeah, it's on YouTube at Saudi Stepdad. Other than that, let's see. This Friday, Lakeland, Florida, XFC MMA. It's making a big old comeback, and there's a big event I'll be a part of. So anyone near Lakeland, Florida, come on out, or you can watch it on pay-per-view if you like. And got some other stuff coming up stand-up wise, who knows, but other than that, that's all I got. Want to do the patrons?
I would love to do the patrons sexually.
Yeah, as you should.
I want to have a 29 way.
Well, there's 31. There's 31, Ryan. So 2 are watching, is what you're trying to say.
Nah, yeah, they're cucking. Those three that are just like the free membership, we're cucking them. They have to watch the rest of us have a furry orgy.
But they do have to run in Royal Rumble style. Yeah, every 90 seconds.
Every 90 seconds, a new patron has to come in and join this fuck fest.
Can you believe he lasted all the way from spot number 1 to 30?
I have the best chance of winning if I come in number 30. I'll tell you that much.
You Patreon... wouldn't even make it to the ring.
I would be Scotty Too Hotty getting attacked in the aisle. And then next year I'd be like, I'm still in the orgy. I never came.
I would do orgies if they had a Royal Rumble style.
On their surprise entrance. It's like, my mom!
He just came in and did his finisher.
What a waste of a number 30.
Patreon.com/cafeteriapod for as little as $5 a month. You get a bonus episode every week, some random bullshit shenanigans, and you get your name read every single show. Like these fine people, Mikey 3D, Riskinverse, Lil Jesse, Ryan, International Man of Mystery, returning patron.
Oh, that mysterious fuck.
The Ginger Beard Man, Sarah Kitsini, Misty Young, Kermit Paddock, Christina Downey,
Paul Reigns.
Yeah, Jeff from Philly, Casey Venema,
Ronda Cuckadoodle Boss Babe.
Craig Monroe, Nicole, Josh Hughes, TC, Libby, Prapro, Todd Curtis, Jacob Schwartz, Amanda, Matthew Malin, the Cafeteria Tag Team Champions. Even after WrestleMania weekend, they retain their titles.
Wow.
Jason, the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and Mike, Mad River Madman Hawk, Bronwyn Devonshire, the lady.
Who's the valet of that tag team, yes.
A.K.A. the Boss. Bart, Chris Affy, JR, and Robin Richards, who finished the story.
Everyone
we
knows
we love you.
Ryan Robin always finishes. Everyone knows that. And as always,
or eat poop.